From Malvern Free Presbyterian Church, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the international radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This edition of the program comes to you from the Free Presbyterian Church in Malvern, Pennsylvania. During the next several programs, Dr. Mark Allison, minister of the Malvern Church, will be bringing a special series of messages. Here to introduce the series is Dr. Allison.
This is Mark Allison, and I'd like to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. If you have your Bibles, turn with me today to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. We have been studying together what it is to be a child of God, to be counted among the sons of God. And as we have studied that, we have noted that the nature of God is placed into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We call that regeneration. And that is when the new birth takes place and life is given to the soul and the soul believes on Christ. But even more so, our sonship is something that is determined by our adoption. The moment we believe on Christ, we have said that we become legally a child of God. And all the blessings and promises are ours that are given to Christ for us. He earned these blessings. He is the heir of God. And now we have become the heir of God. And that's what we're reading about here in Galatians chapter 3. Paul is writing to a region known as Galatia. In that region were a number of churches, and they were infected by a heresy that said that the Gentile believers were not viewed by God as being in Christ. Because they were not viewed as being in Christ, they weren't justified. Their sins were not removed, and they were not declared righteous. Also, because they were not viewed as being in Christ, they weren't sons of God. It was being in Christ, Paul asserts, that made them sons of God. And so we're reading this in Galatians chapter 3, and I want us to commence our reading at verse number 26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, there are a number of glorious truths that are given to us here in this passage of Scripture. The first is, as we have stressed, you become a child of God when you believe. You don't become a child of God by going home and crying out to God for mercy. You become a child of God when you repent of your sins and believe on Christ. Now, you might say, I've tried that, and I can't set myself free from my sin. I love it. I won't turn from it. Well, then call out to God to set you free, to give you the power to believe the gospel. We believe according to the working of His mighty power, Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1. It is the Holy Spirit's ministry that gives us the power to believe the gospel of Christ. But we don't go to a work that man does for us either. And there are those that would baptize us and then tell us, because we have been baptized, we have been miraculously brought into the family of God. That is not true. The Bible makes it very clear that you only become a child of God by faith. When you come to John's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 12, John wrote, "But as many as received Him, that is, received Christ, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." It's believing on His name. It is the receiving of Christ. You can be baptized and don't believe anything. This is where people say, well, the infant was baptized, and that infant at that moment became a child of God. No, he didn't. No, she didn't. You don't become a child of God unless you receive Christ. An infant can't receive Christ. You don't become a child of God unless you believe on Christ. An infant can't believe on Christ. And that's why Paul says here in verse 26, "For you're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." It is by faith in Christ that we become children of God. Now, interesting enough, in this passage, that is Galatians chapter 3, it says that we are heirs with Abraham. because we believe. Look at verse 7, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. We are viewed as Abraham's seed because we believe. Because we have believed on Christ, we have faith in Christ, therefore we are viewed as Abraham's seed. Now what does that mean in conjunction with the faith of a Gentile? Well, we have to go later on into the passage where it speaks of Christ as being Abraham's seed. You see that in verse 16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Christ is the seed of Abraham. And Christ is the one who has earned the blessings that God will bestow upon him. He's received the promises that were given to Abraham and Abraham's seed. But if you are viewed by God as being in Christ, then you also have received these promises and are viewed as Abraham's seed. And so Abraham's seed, in the language of Paul, here in Galatians 3, is not referring to those who are necessarily born of Abraham's race, but those who have the faith of Abraham. They believe on Christ, they are viewed by God as being in Christ, and because Christ is the seed, now they are the seed. This would be true of every believer who is of Jewish extraction. They are born physically a Jew. The moment they believe on Christ, they are viewed as being in Christ and are therefore the seed of God and the seed of Abraham. You go in the Old Testament, and it's very clear that not everyone who was born of Abraham was a child of God. Ahab was of the lineage of the Jews. Yet Ahab was a wicked man, and he died and he perished. And we could name others in the Old Testament that were born of Abraham's seed and they perished. What set them apart from the others who were truly saved? It was that the others had repented of their sins. They too were sinners, but they repented of their sins and they believed in the coming Messiah. Because they believed that Jesus Christ would come. The promises were given to them because Christ earned those promises. The promises were given to them. They had their sins removed by the shed blood of Christ. They had the righteousness of Christ imputed to them. They had the promises of Abraham given to them. Why? Because they believed that he would come. And in God's mind, he knew that he would come. And God was able to take those benefits and give them to his people in the Old Testament. But they weren't given because they were born of Abraham's seed. They were given because they were in Abraham and were considered the seed of God because they were believers like Abraham was a believer. Now that's true of the Jews today. The Jews who are born today are not viewed as the seed of Abraham. In fact, our Lord, in talking about the Jews of his day who were rejecting Christ, who weren't believing on Christ, he called them the children of the devil. Well, we're all children of devil, Gentile and Jew, as we come into this world. But when we repent and we believe, then we are viewed by God as being in Christ. And because he is the child of God, he is the Son of God, we are now viewed as being children of God as well. We are adopted into God's family. When we come then later on in this epistle, in writing to these Gentiles, he says, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. In verse 7, he says, we are the children of Abraham. We're Abraham's seed. Why? Because we believe. And now he goes a step further and he says, we're the children of God. Not merely Abraham's children, we're God's children. But as you read down further, it says that as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, this is not water baptism. This is spirit baptism. You have been implanted in Christ. You have been brought into union with Christ. He says you put on Christ. When you're brought into union with Christ, you're viewed as Christ in God's sight. You're viewed as if you were Christ, so that when he died on the cross, you died on the cross. When he was buried, you were buried. When he was raised, you were raised. When he went to the right hand of God, you are now there, seated at the right hand of God in him. And this is the language of Paul in Romans chapter 8, excuse me, Romans chapter 6, and the first few verses of that chapter. You see this language as well in Ephesians chapter 2, where it says he quickened us with Christ and he raised us with Christ, and now we're seated in the heavenlies with Christ. If we're with Christ, then we are God's seed. We're God's children. And if we're in Christ, we are Abraham's seed, because Abraham's seed is Christ. Not only so, but we are also heirs according to the promise. And that's what it says in verse 29. For if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The Lord gave promises to Abraham. Those promises have all come to Christ. None were left out. And those promises now belong to Jewish believers on Christ. Not to those who are descendants of Abraham physically, but those who are descendants physically and have repented and believed on Christ, they have the promises of Abraham. But also the Gentiles, who do not descend from Abraham by physical descent, but have truly repented of their sins and believed on Christ, they are viewed as being in Christ. And because they are in Christ, they are Abraham's seed, and they are heirs with Christ of the promise. This is why Paul can say in Romans chapter 8 and verse 17, and if we are children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Joint heirs with Christ. The promises have come to Christ. He has earned them. He has been given them as a reward for his faithfulness and his walk. And they have come to the people of God, because they are in Christ and he represents them. This inheritance, when spoken of by Peter, is said to be an inheritance which is incorruptible, undefiled, and fadeth not away. Now, there are many things that we have that they're good when we buy them, but then they become corrupt. But this inheritance is incorruptible. There's clothing perhaps that you have, and it becomes defiled, and it's no good. But this inheritance is undefiled. There are things that we have, and because of the sun or because of wear and tear on the clothing, it fades. But this inheritance fadeth not away. The inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus is forever. John says in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now are we the sons of God, and there's further glory ahead of us, John is saying. We have an inheritance. We have that which has been promised us. And when Christ comes, we are going to see that inheritance realized. Do you believe on Christ? If you do not believe on Christ, you are not his son. Come today and lay hold of Christ. Come, turn from your sins and take Christ as your Lord and your Savior. If we can help you in coming to Christ, give us a call. Call us here at the office at 610-993-3170. Or write to us at our email address, malvernfpc@yahoo.com. malvernfpc@yahoo.com.